Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online, just finishing up a day here in the shop. So I want to cover a really super, super important topic, and it's about funding. When you first start your food business, the biggest question you want to ask yourself after you figured out what you want to do is, how am I going to fund this? So that is exactly what I'm going to cover right now on Marketing Food Online. Hey guys, all right, so let me head on over to our desk and let me just cover this really quick topic. It's super important to understand where is it that you're going to get your funds from and how are you going to fund it if you haven't even sold anything yet and you're really not sure whether or not a product is going to sell. So that's a great, great question. So let me give you a little rundown about my experience with this process. Of course, as you may or may not know, my wife and I owned and operated a retail bakery for a few years and we funded that ourselves. Was it a right decision or a good decision or a bad decision? It really wasn't a question about that. Would I do it again? Probably not. I would probably have planned a little bit more. But using our own funds, it was definitely a learning experience. And as always, I don't look at anything that I do. If it doesn't work out the way that I wanted it to, I don't look at that as a failure. I simply learn from it and move on. So basically, I personally would probably recommend you have a little bit of traction, have a little bit of sales history on a very small scale before you seek out funding or try to ask for funds outside of your own money that you may or may not have available. Now, of course, there's a lot of different ways to get funding. Some people take out home equity lines. Some people use their credit cards. If I would recommend anything to you guys as you sit and watch this video and you are just starting out, is to take very small financial steps and very small steps with your business. And they kind of coincide, they kind of go hand in hand. And when you get to the point where you can get some traction moving and you get a lot of interest in your product and you begin to sell what you're making, so you're making a little bit of profit, it may be small, but you're selling through what you have, that would be a great time to maybe look at the idea of putting together a business plan and then sitting down with either a financial institution or some type of investor that you may or may not have outside of your family or friends. Some people actually go the route of creating a product, selling it, and they begin to have a little bit of a sales history, and then they approach family and friends and say, look, I really want to make this business happen. Do you guys have any funds available you want to loan us and that we would repay? Now, keep this in mind that that's a very fine line that you're kind of treading on. And what I mean by that is when you start to dig into other people's money, friends and families, those are not obviously a bank or something like that. You want to create a plan to repay that back. And it's also a great idea to create that and add that portion to your business plan when you approach them, okay? Because what it's going to do is it's not only good for you to really have a good foundation, a solid foundation of where you want to take your product, where you want to take your business, but your friends and family, those that are giving you their money, it's going to give them a solid footing that you obviously have thought about this. It's not some crazy plan. That's something that you've actually sat down and created. You have a vision for it. You have an idea maybe 5 years, maybe 3 years, 7 years out. You know where you want to go with the business. So having a little bit more planning time is really going to give you a better footing, believe it or not. It's really going to help a lot. I personally, when I first started, my wife and I were let go from our job, so I needed to make some income fast. So I didn't do a lot of planning. I simply just said, let's go open this and let's do this and let's make it happen. And it worked out really good. But it didn't work out as great as I really wanted it to. So that was a really great learning experience. And of course, you know, you kind of just brush that off and you focus on where you are today and you want to move forward. I don't believe in dwelling on things. I don't look at what I did yesterday. Today is today and I need to go forward with it. And we just moved on from there. So sit down, make a plan, figuring out exactly what you want to do. And understand business plans are something that evolve over time. When you want to seek funding, you want to get the money from whether friends or family or even a financial institution, the more information that you have spelled out, the more detailed it is, it's going to be a better way for you to get those funds from whomever it is you're approaching. But if you're going to use your own money, keep in mind, like I always try to say, is that take small steps. You know, this is not a business idea that's going to happen overnight. It's going to take a few years before it begins to really come to fruition, or at least a good 1 to 2 years before you can really begin to get traction. So don't expect this to be some type of overnight success or from 5 months from now, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have a profit. You're going to have the ability to gain investors or get the interest from other people. Give it some time to really happen, and do it locally. Do it small, because you may realize, you know what? You may love to cook, you may love to bake, you may love to make food, but do you want to do it as a business? Do you want to rely on yourself so much to the point that this food product or these line of products are going to be all of the money coming in the front door to pay your bills? And you may realize that it's not something you're that passionate about, and then you can just step out, you can back out of it if that's something you want to do. Being a food entrepreneur is a huge challenge. Trust me, I can give you a attest to a lot of times when I was about to just call it a day and go another direction. But if you stick with it, if you believe enough in what you're doing, it will definitely come true. It'll definitely be profitable. You can definitely make a very good living doing it. But remember that it has to be something you're really passionate about, and that's going to drive you to start small and keep your ideas big, and then reach for that step by step. So I hope that gives you a little understanding about where you should seek funding and how you should do it, and take your time doing it. If you have any questions about this, definitely, as always, let me know down below. And if you are not a subscriber, definitely hit that subscription button right there on the corner, and I will see you guys on the next video.